the darkness at thy speaking, it was done.
Welcome to Sermons from Zion Lutheran Church of Gwinner, North Dakota. Zion Lutheran Church is committed to the message of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of sins, for the church and the world. The following sermon is from Reverend Dr. Matthew Richard.
Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 5th chapter. On one occasion, while the crowd was pressing in on Jesus to hear the word of God, he was standing by the Sea of Galilee, and he saw two boats by the lake, but the fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, which was Simon's, he asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people from the boat. And when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." And Simon answered him, "Master, we toiled all night and took nothing, but at your word I will let down the nets." And when they had done this, they enclosed a large number of fish, and their nets were breaking. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both the boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will be catching men." And when they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him. This is the gospel of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. Peter was face to face with Jesus. He felt his unworthiness. He knew that he amounted to nothing compared to the one who had authority over the earth, over the sea, and over all of creation. Peter had just witnessed Christ perform an incredible miracle of drawing hundreds, literally hundreds of fish into empty nets. And then out of a sense of deep, utter fear, Peter said these words, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." You see, terror had come over Peter and all who were in the boat because of the remarkable catch of fish that had ripped the nets and almost sunk the boats. By this miracle, Peter realized that Jesus was no ordinary man, and he saw Jesus in his greatness, an almighty majesty full of glory. He also felt his own insignificance and experienced fear over death and also hell itself in the context of this mighty Lord Jesus Christ. He was afraid, no doubt about it. He was afraid to be in the presence of the Lord as an unworthy servant. This is the way that it is with the Lord, my friends, and his disciples, though. The Lord is holy and good and powerful and worthy, whereas his disciples are sinful and weak and unworthy. This is how it was with Paul as well, to that both Peter and Paul, the Apostle Paul, who are considered the champions and heroes of the church, were unworthy disciples, unworthy apostles. Paul was a persecutor and an enemy of Christ when the Lord confronted him on the road to Damascus. Before being called as an apostle, the Apostle Paul had murdered and imprisoned Christians. He was a terrorist to Christians. He had nothing that qualified him to be an apostle. He had nothing that qualified him. He was not worthy. On the other hand, Peter, the Apostle Peter, was a common man. He was a rugged, edgy, blue-collar fisherman who often spoke and acted first, then thought through things and the ramifications later. Peter was a sinner like anyone else who, despite his Lord's great love and trust in him, denied Jesus when he was put to the test. Indeed, both Peter and Paul were unworthy sinners, yet they were both called to be the Lord's disciples. The church has historically understood this, even though it is often misunderstood in today's day and age. Yes, the church, the historical church, has understood that you do not have to be anyone special to be a Christian. That is right. Christ's church, this church, his church, does not rest on the superior morals or advanced intelligence of its members. In other words, the church does not need muscular Christians who have made John Wayne and not Jesus their hero. The church does not need academic Christians who have made Einstein and not Jesus their wisdom. The church does not rest on the strength of its members, and Jesus did not choose his disciples based upon their worthiness. Jesus chose sinners. He chose sinners like Peter. He chose sinners like Peter the fisherman, Matthew the tax collector, and Paul the persecutor. He chose sinners to be his apostles and disciples. He has chosen you, and he has chosen me to be a part of this church as well. Indeed, the church is not a museum for saints, and it is not a country club for the religious elite, but it is a hospital for sinners. Christ's church is a church for sinners. It is a church that is for, indeed, sinners. Simply stated, Zion Lutheran Church is Christ's church, which means that it is for the scruffy, the beat up, and the burnouts. This church is for the wobbly and the weak-kneed who know that they do not have it all together. It is for the inconsistent and the unsteady disciples. It is for the poor. It is for the weak. It is for the sinful persons. It is for those who are bruised by the bumps of life. It is for those who are spiritually bankrupt, who have empty hands. It is for those who weep over their sin, hoping to hear a word of forgiveness. It is for, get this, the smart people who know that they are stupid, and it is for the honest disciples who admit that they are sinners in need of grace. It is for those who want to pull the covers over their head in the morning because the pressures of life just seem to be too much for them to bear. It is for those who have been soiled by the stains of their past sins. It is for those who have been defeated by the trials of life. It is for those who have been wounded by the flaming arrows of the devil. The church, this church, is for sinners, for it is a place of forgiveness and grace. The church is for sinners because Jesus is for sinners only. And so we hear in our gospel reading from this evening that Jesus calls sinners to be his disciples, sinners like the fishermen at the Sea of Galilee. He does not go to the religious elite, the religious synagogues, to get the prim and the proper and the professionally educated Pharisees. Oh no. But rather he goes to the messy fishing port to get untidy and sinful fishermen to follow him. Jesus comes to Peter, comes right up to Peter, a common man, and called him to be his disciple while Peter was working. Jesus did not ask him about his faith. Jesus did not ask him about his strength. He did not ask him for a resume. He did none of these things. He just asked Peter to follow him. After that, it was up to Peter to listen, for Peter to learn, and for Peter to see, to learn to be a disciple. Now, dear friends, the Lord calls, he calls sinners to be his disciples, to be his own. Because he calls sinners, we can know that the Lord is serious when he calls you and when he calls me. For we are indeed sinners in thought, word, and deed. With that said, when we are constantly called unto Christ through the gospel, you and I have every reason to do as Peter did and ask the Lord to depart from us as well. Now, why is this so? Because you and I, because we know how truly sinful we are. We know how sinful we are as people. Like Peter, we know that we are lost, as people, and that we have unclean lips. However, that is not, I repeat, that is not how it is with the Lord. Whoever is in sin must not flee from Christ, but rather go to him. fall at his feet and ask for grace. And the reason why is this: Jesus does not back away from sinners. He does not, I repeat, he does not back away from sinners. He does not despise the crushed, destroyed, crippled, and wrecked sinner. Truly, he does not call the righteous, but he calls sinners and then receives them, and he allows them to stay with him. He takes sinners like you and like me unto himself, and then he forgives us. He clothes us with his righteousness. The Lord takes sinners and turns them into fishers of men, and then allows these sinners to then be a blessing to others because of his grace and mercy. Dear friends, through the gospel, God has called you. He's called each and every one of you, and me as well, to be with Jesus and to learn from him, to live with Jesus and to receive what only he can give. We're called to be disciples. We're called to continually believe upon Jesus' word and receive his gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation. Now keep in mind, though, that you and I might not be able to receive everything all at once, right from the beginning. That is why we usually say that a disciple is someone who listens to God's word and prays to come to the faith or remain in the faith. Otherwise stated, the main thing is to stay with Jesus and follow him, for he takes care of everything else. That is to say, you may not understand and comprehend everything about the Christian faith. You may not even understand all the important things, but like Peter, take comfort, listen, learn, and receive. Receive from Jesus' word and sacraments. Come to the place where Jesus can be found, his church, where the word and sacraments are proclaimed into your ears, poured upon your head, and laid upon your tongue. As a disciple, follow Jesus, receive from Jesus, for you are his and he is yours. Jesus comes for sinners. He especially comes for sinners on Sunday mornings. Now, what does this mean? It means this. It means that you are beloved, baptized, blood-bought saints. You are blood-bought, baptized, and forgiven. You have been claimed as Christ's own. You are disciples of Jesus. You are disciples of Jesus who live under the influence of Jesus' word. As a disciple, you are not to give up your occupations and you are not to run away from Christ in fear of your own unworthiness, but rather you can know this day that Jesus has chosen. He has chosen you. He has chosen to bring you out of terror to joy, from hell to heaven, from damnation to life, and from misfits to disciples. He has chosen you unto himself as a disciple of his church, loved, yes, loved, and forgiven, now and unto eternity. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast sermon. You can access a full manuscript of today's sermon from Pastor Matthew Richard's blog at www.pastormattrichard.org or visit Zion Lutheran Church's website at www.ziongwinner.org. The Lord bless and keep you.